Ministry of Education, Sport and Youth. Secondary Education, Technical and Vocational Schools. Class A. End of Year Examinations. May 2025. Part 1. Listening Skills. You will hear two different recordings. You will hear each recording twice. Recording 1. You will hear a broadcast about fast food in ancient Rome. Listen and circle the correct word in brackets. You have 1 minute to read the text. First listening.
Many people think fast food is something new, but archaeology shows that people have enjoyed quick meals for a long time, even if they didn't have French fries. Imagine it's dinner time, and you're feeling hungry, but don't want to cook. Today, you might go to a fast food restaurant like McDonald's. But what if you lived in ancient Rome in the year 79 AD? The Roman Empire was very large. More than 70 million people lived in areas that we now call England, Morocco, and Iraq. Feeding everyone in such a big empire was a huge challenge. The Roman Emperor Augustus made sure there was enough food for everyone. He didn't want them to be hungry or start a fight like they did in the time of Julius Caesar. In ancient Rome, many homes didn't have ovens, so people often went out to eat. This was more common than it is today. Romans brought food from all over the empire. Honey from Greece, oil from Spain, wine from France, and a fish sauce called garum. So, what did fast food look like back then? There were two places where people could have a quick meal. The first place was called a taberna. It was a small shop, like a food stall today. People could buy things like wine, bread, or fried fish. Rich people had expensive meats, but normal people ate simple food at places called thermopolia, like sandwiches with leftovers. Another place was the Popina, a cheap wine bar, where lower-class Romans, including slaves and foreigners, ate. They served olives, bread, stews and wine. Popini were often located near other businesses, so after eating, people could enjoy activities like gambling. Interestingly, Roman emperors sometimes enjoyed a meal from a thermopolium. We know about Roman food because of the terrifying eruption of Mount Vesuvius. It kept many things safe under ash. So, next time you eat fast food, think of the Romans and their fish sauce sandwiches.
You have 1 minute to complete task one. Second listening.
Many people think fast food is something new, but archaeology shows that people have enjoyed quick meals for a long time, even if they didn't have French fries. Imagine it's dinner time, and you're feeling hungry, but don't want to cook. Today, you might go to a fast food restaurant like McDonald's. But what if you lived in ancient Rome in the year 79 AD? The Roman Empire was very large. More than 70 million people lived in areas that we now call England, Morocco, and Iraq. Feeding everyone in such a big empire was a huge challenge. The Roman Emperor Augustus made sure there was enough food for everyone. He didn't want them to be hungry or start a fight like they did in the time of Julius Caesar. In ancient Rome, many homes didn't have ovens, so people often went out to eat. This was more common than it is today. Romans brought food from all over the empire. Honey from Greece, oil from Spain, wine from France, and a fish sauce called garum. So, what did fast food look like back then? There were two places where people could have a quick meal. The first place was called a taberna. It was a small shop, like a food stall today. People could buy things like wine, bread, or fried fish. Rich people had expensive meats, but normal people ate simple food at places called thermopolia, like sandwiches with leftovers. Another place was the Popina, a cheap wine bar, where lower-class Romans, including slaves and foreigners, ate. They served olives, bread, stews and wine. Popini were often located near other businesses, so after eating, people could enjoy activities like gambling. Interestingly, Roman emperors sometimes enjoyed a meal from a thermopolium. We know about Roman food because of the terrifying eruption of Mount Vesuvius. It kept many things safe under ash. So, next time you eat fast food, think of the Romans and their fish sauce sandwiches.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Recording 2. You will hear 5 conversations between a flight attendant and passengers on a flight. Listen and tick true or false. You have 1 minute to read the questions. First listening. 1.
I wonder if I could change my seat.
Oh, is there something wrong with it?
Well, I can't see the TV screen very well from where I'm sitting. I'm too far away.
Oh, I see. Do you mind waiting until all the passengers have boarded the airplane? After everyone is on board, I'll see if I can move you to a different seat.
That's fine. Thanks very much.
2.
Excuse me, I can't find the safety instruction card.
Oh, there should be one in the seat pocket in front of you.
Yes, I looked, but there isn't one there. There's just the menu and the magazine.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me get another one for you right away.
3.
Excuse me, these headphones don't seem to be working properly.
Really? Are you hearing any sound at all?
Yes, but it isn't very clear.
Let me check them for you. You're right. I'll get another set of headphones for you after I finish serving the drinks.
Sure, that's fine.
4.
Excuse me, I think there's a problem with my seat number.
What's wrong?
I should be in business class, but this seat number is for a seat in economy class.
Could I check your ticket, please? Yes, I see the problem. You should be in seat 12A, not in seat 22A. I'm so sorry. Come with me now, and I'll find your correct seat in business class.
5.
Excuse me, could you put that bag in the overhead compartment?
I'm afraid it's a bit heavy. Would you help me?
Sure, there you go.
Thanks.
Oh, and we're taking off soon. Could you turn off your cell phone, please? And would you put your seat back forward, too?
No problem. Thanks for your help.
You have 1 minute to complete task 2. Second listening. 1.
I wonder if I could change my seat.
Oh, is there something wrong with it?
Well, I can't see the TV screen very well from where I'm sitting. I'm too far away.
Oh, I see. Do you mind waiting until all the passengers have boarded the airplane? After everyone is on board, I'll see if I can move you to a different seat.
That's fine. Thanks very much.
2.
Excuse me, I can't find the safety instruction card.
Oh, there should be one in the seat pocket in front of you.
Yes, I looked, but there isn't one there. There's just the menu and the magazine.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me get another one for you right away.
3.
Excuse me, these headphones don't seem to be working properly.
Really? Are you hearing any sound at all?
Yes, but it isn't very clear.
Let me check them for you. You're right. I'll get another set of headphones for you after I finish serving the drinks.
Sure, that's fine.
4.
Excuse me, I think there's a problem with my seat number.
What's wrong?
I should be in business class, but this seat number is for a seat in economy class.
Could I check your ticket, please? Yes, I see the problem. You should be in seat 12A, not in seat 22A. I'm so sorry. Come with me now, and I'll find your correct seat in business class.
5.
Excuse me, could you put that bag in the overhead compartment?
I'm afraid it's a bit heavy. Would you help me?
Sure. There you go.
Thanks.
Oh, and we're taking off soon. Could you turn off your cell phone, please? And would you put your seat back forward, too?
No problem. Thanks for your help.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. This is the end of the listening part of the examination. Please put your pens down.